Welcome to FrontStretch.com's Stock Car Scoop. I'm Brian Nolan with your midweek update. Here are three things you need to know. Number one, Darlington entry list. The entry list for Sunday's Darlington 400 came out on May 11th, and there's 40 drivers entered for 40 spots. Among the notable entries, well, Ryan Newman returned to the number 6 car for Roush Fenway Racing. Newman has been recovering since a horrific wreck on the final lap of the Daytona 500. Josh Blicky will be driving the number 7 car for Tommy Baldwin Racing. This will be the first race for Tommy Baldwin Racing in the Cup Series in 2020. Brennan Poole's in the number 15 car for Rick Ware Racing. The 15 car has been entered by Premium Motorsports in the past. Matt Kenseth will be making his return to the Cup Series in the number 42 car. He replaces Kyle Larson, who got fired for using a racial slur on iRacing a few weeks back. JJ Yaley will be in the number 53 car for Rick Ware Racing, and BJ McLeod will be making his first start in the 78. Number 2. Speaking of BJ McLeod, our own Dustin Albino spoke with BJ McLeod ahead of Sunday's Darlington 400, as McLeod will run his own number 78 car for the first time ever in the Cup Series. McLeod told Albino, "It's been a dream of mine for decades to drive and potentially own a Cup car. This week after Atlanta, I just started thinking a lot. We thought it was a good chance because of how good of shape the Xfinity organization was in to be able to try the Cup Series out and see what it was like." For more on Dustin's article with BJ McLeod, go to frontstretch.com. Number 3. Vettel out at Ferrari. In somewhat surprising Formula 1 silly season news, Sebastian Vettel and Scuderia Ferrari has agreed to part ways at the end of the 2020 Formula 1 season. Ferrari confirmed the news on Tuesday, May 12th. The two sides mutually decided not to extend Vettel's contract beyond 2020. Mattia Binotto, the managing director of Justine Sputava and team principal, said in a release, and I quote, "This is a decision taken jointly by ourselves and Sebastian, one which both parties feel is for the best. It was not an easy decision to reach given Sebastian's worth as a driver and as a person. There was no specific reason that led to this decision apart from the common and amicable belief that the time had come to go our separate ways in order to reach our respective objectives." Stay tuned to FrontStretch.com for all the latest on Vettel and the replacement that will take over Vettel's ride in 2021. Well, that is it for this edition of FrontStretch.com's Stock Car Scoop. I am Brian Nolan. You can follow us on Twitter at TheBrianNolan and at FrontStretch. Also, give us a rating and review for our podcast that Dustin Albino and Mike Neff do each and every week on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify today. From all of us here at FrontStretch, stay healthy, stay safe, and stay home.